live in Fionnuala an Éire Radio. Things that didn't quite make it into Reeling in the Years. Matthew in Mayo, have one of these for yourself. The Offaly lads are out. Pádraic in Offaly. David in Offaly. I didn't think there'd be many people claiming 100 loyalty points on their Dave and Fionnuala loyalty card, but here we are. I give you this. It said it wasn't a motorbike, but what was it? What were we covering on today's Things Didn't Quite Make It Into Reeling in the Ears? Well, this should explain.
Come with me now into this pub and we'll talk to the inventor of this unique machine.
There's the noise that you heard.
This is your actual mobile 50cc bar stool, guaranteed to drive you to drink.
1988, in Offaly, one gentleman is challenged by his friends. His name is Noel Duffy, and he invents the motorised 50cc bar stool.
I'm just thinking, time-wise, you know, it would have been awfully having an All-Ireland win in the early 80s. Don't know how they're going around. Maybe was that like the result of too many celebrations and it was filtering in then to the late 80s?
Yeah, a lot of GAA success within a county can do a lot of psychological things to those people within that county. It was a bit of a challenge and he rose to it.
And myself and a few of the mates, like, we used to be chatting about what engines could be put into what particular chassis, you know. And I said it was possible to put an engine into anything. I'd put an engine in a bar stool if it goes to that, you know. So that's just about how it came about, you know. And that one there actually is a pretty good one. It's been fully restored and capable of great speeds.
What speed would you do on it?
I reckon it would do about 35 miles an hour, but I wouldn't like to be sitting on it at the time.
35 miles an hour on a bar stool. By the way, it was two-wheel drive, so if you're on an uneven surface, it wouldn't go anywhere. No brakes on it. He was asked about that, and he was like, sure, who ever heard of brakes on a bar stool?
Used there be an NCT in Ireland in the 80s, or was it brought in response to the fear that those were going to end up on our roads as people tried to make their way to the pub?
I think the latter. I think the NCT came out of necessity of people doing stuff like this. But I have to hand it to Noel for making that invention, making it work, driving it, and he had great ambitions. He wanted to bring it to New York for St. Patrick's Day Parade. But if you thought that was big, that was small fry compared to the plans he had for the motorised bar stool from Offaly.
My other ambition is to tour Australia on the bar stool.
On the bar stool?
Oh, yeah. That's capable of great distances. There's nothing sure.
How much petrol does it use?
Oh, it takes about 14 pence, I think, to fill it, you know.
14 pence.
I don't know how far it goes. I don't know how many miles it does to the gallon, but I'm sure a good distance anyway.
1988, awfully 14 pence to fill up your motorised bar stool on its tour of Australia. We don't know if he ever got to that tour of Australia, and we don't know, does the motorised bar stool still exist? But glorious times.
It was glory days for the Midlands, it really was.
Bring back those glory days for Offaly. More GAA success, and we might see more great inventions from Noel and his Offaly counterparts.
Now that Shane Lowry has decided he wants to sponsor Offaly GAA, that's going to be a section of the money ring-fenced for those sort of inventions.
There'll be lads turning up at Shane Lowry's house going, I've this great idea, I swear to God. You heard of the motorised bar stool, but what about the motorised barrel? We can do it. Please, Shane, just give me the money. I've been reliably informed from a few people that the gentleman Noel Duffy, who invented the Offaly motorised bar stool with a 50cc engine, he's no longer with us, and it's such a terrible pity that he never got to tour Australia or get to America with his motorised bar stool, but that the bar stool itself still exists. Thank you for sending that information. The world is a little less brighter without characters like Noel, and it's such a terrible pity that he didn't get to Australia and didn't get to America.
He did give a lot of joy and a lot of laughs to people, though, talking about that invention and a sign of the good craftsmanship that it still exists, that original invention.
Talent in that I could not fix a tiny little motorised dinky car, never mind trying to go at that. So his legacy lives on in more ways than one.
iRadio in the afternoon.
With Dave and Fionnuala. Hey!
Hi. iRadio in the afternoon
with Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 on iRadio.